commercial note, I think I mentioned last week, we'll try to send out a notice, but in 2 weeks from tonight, we usually have the shiur Monday night, and usually we have one on Hanukkah too, but it's the time of the year when I give shiur in memory of my my mother, and it's not exactly on the Yahrzeit, but on Hanukkah. So the shiur 2 weeks from tonight will be moved to Washington Heights, for whoever can make it. I will send out a notice. Yes. Yeshiva is from Eni Yitzchak Alchama.
Yeah.
Place in Washington Heights. What? Yeah. That's the one.
If you're on the heights, then the Neshama has an aliyah.
Oh. Hear that. I didn't even think of that. Ashkocha just led me to it.
It's not worth thinking about.
Okay. So we're going to speak about lawyers tonight. But first we have to finish up... Okay, but first we have to finish up a little bit more about Eved Kanani. So we were talking about the Psul Eidos of Isha, and the Balei Tosas here on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the first Tosas actually, the parrot. Again, the Mishnah says Shuas Eidos Nehegas Banashim Velo Banashim, right? Shuas Eidos requires Eidim Ksherim, and that means no women. Rechokim Velo Bekrovim, no Krovim. Ksherim Velo Bepsulim, it excludes Psulim. Eidim Nehegas Ela Beruim Lahai. The Gemara later on talks about Melech. Melech is excluded. The Gemara talks about Masachim Pekuvia. And you need to have working, proper, kosher, effective Eidim. Otherwise, there's no Chiyuv Shuas Eidos. Okay. And then we read the Shatla Vitari, the Gemara, very interesting Gemara, about the makar of the Psul Nashim being Va'omdu Shnei Nashim B'din. We talked a little bit about some possible explanations for that, and even more so, because that's hard to pin down, how excluded are women? What about Dayanus? What about Kibla Alai? What about Eidus Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula? And part of that question... Also, is the question of, does the exclusion of women imply anything about the status of Eved Kanani? Because the Torah, by the word law, equates them with regard to the level of chiyuv mitzvos. And essentially the way we were posing the question was that we know that law mi'isha, in terms of the complement of mitzvos, applies. The Gemara also suggests, like in Zvachim and other places, that because there is this equation regarding the complement of mitzvos, that it that this status also applies to other things, or it would have if not for Gzeres HaKasuvs here and there. And therefore, the question is, why does the Gemara? We didn't read this Gemara. We're going to read it in a minute. Why does the Gemara Bava Kama labor so hard to try to find a source to teach you that Eved Kanani is excluded from Eidos? Our sugya here in Shavuos says unequivocally that women are excluded from Eidos. Why not just apply la me'isha? So, of course, the assumption of that question is that there is some sort of possible equation between the two. Now, if the level of chiyuv mitzvos itself was directly responsible for the exclusion of women, that the fact that their pturos and mitzvahs van grama also had some impact or parallel impact on the exclusion to Eidos, then that would be a very powerful question. Because then you might say, well, this thing that they certainly share in common, de facto, and I'm emphasizing the word de facto, no, because, as we'll soon see, and this is something that the Rav, I think I mentioned last week, felt as a very strong conviction, the de facto equation when it comes to mitzvos may mask, a much more fundamental difference in terms of why there's a parallel level of chiyuv mitzvos. In which case, la, which is a reason to equate them, in an underlying way, may also be a reason to distinguish them. But if we were to say that there's a direct correlation, either in terms of status in mitzvos, or more directly, the kind of mitzvah that this is, then, of course, that would be a more compelling argument. So, for example, if I were to make the argument that just like women are pturos, and mitzvah seishas man grama, right? Because they have other obligations, right, which exempt them, let's say, from having those kind of time-bound formal chiyuvim. So in theory, one could say, I mean, anybody who's been called for this isn't jury duty, but the obligation to go to court and testify when you know is obviously time-consuming, and there are other aspects of it. We already spent, you know, definitely a couple of shiurim in the beginning in the Hagdamah trying to show that the chiyuv Haggadah to come to court and to be an aid is not such a davar pasha. That there might be very good reasons to want to get out of it. We already suggested for Tosis that there might be some aspect of koku de bas melech pnima. That isn't about the time, that's just about the public nature of, or you know, the indignity in some cases of testifying, you know, in certain kinds of cases. Something which applies to, as we'll discuss more, the melech and the kohen gadol and the talmid chacham, and so on. So, again, if it was connected to level of chiyuv mitzvos competing, other tasks, etc., that might be a good argument. If it was just about the status, might maybe be a good argument. But certainly the more we think that the hafka of Isha, whether it's trivial or core, either way, is connected to the gender issue itself, namely maleness and femaleness, then obviously that has nothing to do with Eved Kenani. And on the other side of the ledger, the more we think that Eved Kenani's exclusion in the end of the day is because of incomplete Kedushas Yisrael or the shame Eved, if that isn't the same thing, something I want to clarify tonight very quickly, obviously that has nothing to do with Isha. In other words, there's a common denominator between Isha and Eved, which is a lot narrower, you know, than is sometimes understood. And there are clearly elements that distinguish them in a very fundamental way on both sides. So the more we think that Eidos is connected to either of those factors, the more we totally understand why you need two different Limudim, one for Isha, one for Eved Kenani. Yeah?
Just popped into my head, I never thought about it, but is Shifkut Kenanis the same halacha as Eved Kenani?
Good question. So with regard to certain dinim, so we're going to get to that. Okay. And we're absolutely, again, obviously these issues, the Shifra Kanani is female, and the Shifra Kanani also has the Chiyuv Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, and not more. And she also has the Tzad Avdus, or lack of full Kedushas Yisrael. So she's going to have all of it. You know, but no one thinks that Shifra Kananis is Ksheir Le'edus. But I think you're asking me in a broader way about this question, and that's going to be very relevant. I have a Avnei Nezer, I think I put it here in the end. There should be an Avnei Nezer Yorodea Simon like Shud Shimon Dalad, and I'll explain how it fits in a minute. That speaks exactly page 4 about this question. Thank you. Yeah, on page 4. Okay, so you'll see in a minute, Simon Shinun Dalad, I thought it was Simon Shinun Dalad, whatever. Okay, so we'll get to that in just a minute. Okay. So first let me just read quickly. You have this question of Tosis here, right, that introduces the whole issue. Tosis doesn't give an answer. Tosis alludes to the fact that the Gemara Bava Kama finds a different Mokar for Eved Kenani. I want to go through that Gemara very quickly. It's a very difficult Gemara. There's some factors in that Gemara that are very thought-provoking, and some of them which are hard to really understand. But either way, the background is that the Mishnah in Bava Kama discusses whether or not there's a chiyuv bisha when you attack, physically attack, an Eved Kenani, right? So what about the chamisha dvar? Right, Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. So what about Boshes in particular? So there's a debate between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, right, whether or not there is a Chiv Boshes for an Eved Kenani or not. So the Gemara says, my Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Gemara Bava Kama, Peches and Aleph. The Gemara says, Amakra, Ki Natsu Anashim Yachtav, Ish V'Achiv, V'mi Shiyesh Lo Achva, right? So the diuk is, it says, ki natsu anashim yachdav, when two people are struggling with each other, they're arguing, they're battling each other, ish v'achiv, man and his brother, right? So the diuk is, b'mishi esh lo achva, yatsa evet sheno achva, only people who have brotherhood, who share brotherhood, who are brothers, in other words, and not an eved who's not a brother, whatever that means. Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say it's not true that an eved is not an eved knami, in other words, who had the first shlav, the first phase of geiros, right? It's not true that he's not your brother. Interesting argument. Achiv b'mitzvos. He has an obligation to do mitzvos, with the exception of mitzvah seishes ban grama. So, largely speaking, he is achicha b'mitzvos. Okay. Elamiyatel Rabbi Huda, then the Gemara says, and according to you, Rabbi Huda, who think that the Ptur Boshes is because he's not really achicha, that you're zeroing in on the fact that, you know, that there are 10 mitzvos, or whatever there are, 12, or whatever it is, that he's not obligated, therefore he's not achicha b'mitzvos, or what, maybe he isn't mitzvah-oriented, just in general, he's not achicha. But if that's true, then zomim me'eved lo yarogu. Like, let's say people come to court, and they lie about the actions of an Eved Kanan. And it turns out that they were lying because they were in some other place. It turns out they were Enim Zomim. So normally we say about Enim Zomim, Be'asisan kasher zomam, lasos lachiv. You do to the Zomim what they wanted to do to their victim, and the victim is called in the Torah, achiv. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Eved Kanani is not really achicha, so it should be potur. Right, there should be no hazama, no onesh hazama, for these eidim. In which case, there might not be any eidus at all, frankly, because it ended up being eidus sheiyata yachal azima. But that's, we'll leave that aside for the moment. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Sheisha, Amar Kro, Biarta Rami Kirbecha, Mikol Mako. It says Biarta Rami Kirbecha, referring to eidim zomimim. Right, you have to get rid of this terrible blight. These people who cynically, manipulate, the legal system. They take an institution like Eidos, which is so critical, right, and they, cynically, hijack it. So, to punish people, or in a way that's dishonest. And since it says "v'biyarta on the kibecha," so the diuk is "mikomoko." What does that mean? It so says "v'asisa kashasam la'soslachir." So probably what this means is that "biyarta on the kibecha." I think what it means is that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no question that a Eved Kanani has a chiyuv of most mitzvos, with the exception of the mitzvos that are grown. So in one sense, and this is going to be important for us as we go forward. In one sense, he is achicha, the mitzvos, like the Chachamim say. There's no denying that. On the other hand, he's not full achicha, the mitzvos, either, because he's a male. Normally, he should have been obligated in all the mitzvos, and he's not. So I think what we're saying about B'yartar, B'kibachom, B'komachom, is that when it comes to Hazama, right, we are pushing the limits. You don't need to be a full achicha, right, for the application of the asisa. Lo kasha zamam lasos la'achiv. So if somebody is kind of an in-between status, he's a chicha and not a chicha, or not full a chicha, Ubiarta Rami Kirbecha is telling us, kind of to seize the tzad achicha, here. Okay. I think that's enough. Then the Gemara continues. Elamiatal Rabban on the other side, you can ask on one side, you can ask on the other side, right? So now let's look at the Chachamim. Elamiatal Rabban on Eved Yehi Kasher Malchus. If we're saying Eved Kanani is achicha b'mitzvos, right? So let him be, royal Malchus, right? Omri, they said to him, everybody agrees that a ger is achicha b'mitzvos. No one ever said. No, everybody understands that a ger cannot be a melech. Ela makro, because the Torah says mikerev achicha. Mikerev achicha there has a connotation. Not just any brother, but mimuvchar shabachicha. The more miyuchas of your brothers, right? The chosen of your brothers. That's why a ger, as much as he's a full member of Klal Yisrael, is excluded from Malchus. So So if a ger is excluded from malchus, as a muvchar shabakicha, and the Eved Kanani, even according to the Rabbanim, you know, even if they're more expansive than Rabbi Yehuda, are still going to be excluded. So then the Gemara says, Ela me'afal Rabbanim. But according to the Rabbanim, let's go back again, that what? That Eved Kanani is considered rakicha. Yehei Eved kashal yehidus. That's how the Gemara in Bava Kama, which is talking about Chovel, gets to this topic. Right? So I say, Yehei Eved kashal yehidus. Let an Eved be an Eid kasha. Vitziv, hinei Eid sheker ha'ed. Sheker ana be'achiv. So again, if it's all about brotherhood, right? And Yishayev beboshes, you're chayiv when you were mevayish him, in other words, he triggers a chiyuv boshes, let him also be considered a chicha to be a kosher aid in the system. So the Gemara says, Omar Ula, Eidus lamatis hamitz. Not Eidus. Because Asya, Eidus become a homo mihisha. But this is not what our Tosis is asking. Our Tosis wants to learn the matskana, why do we don't learn a hekesh, or zershava, whatever it is, la me'isha. That's what the Gemara said. Originally, the Gemara thought that Isha is psula le'edos. How do we know that? From the Mishnah in Shavuos, and the Gemara in Shavuos. And that there should be a kavachomer. If Isha is excluded, then certainly Eved Kanani is excluded. And what? Here's where you get some very wild factors thrown about. Ma Isha shehiruya lavo b'kahol. And Isha was certainly a full member, as full Kedushas Yisrael. Of course, she's, you know, she is half of the Kahal, right? In terms of marriage, and yet Psula Leidos, Eved she'ena roi love of a Kahal, because he can't marry a Bas Yisrael, Eino din she'pasa Leidos. Okay, sounds good. But then the Gemara says, that's fine, that part makes perfect sense. Then the Gemara says, Mala Isha she'ken eina roi le mila, Tomer be'eved she'i roi le mila. That's a little strange. What does Brismila, or maybe it isn't strange. Earlier in the year we talked about the fact that Eidos isn't just gathering facts. Right? And this is going to be important for what we're saying today as well. Eidos is a certain expression of Kedushas Yisrael. Right? In the sense that we're investing the Eidim with Cheskas Kashrus. Right? We are trusting Ploni and Almoni, who show up on our door, right, our courtroom door, more than Moshe and Aaron, who show up at our courtroom door, right? Because Moshe and Aaron shnei achim. So, as we discussed, davar lo chatzi davar. Some of the unique dinim, including what we were trying to explain earlier in the year, why is there a chiyuv hagadol, and why does the Rambam call it, you know, a davar gadol nesius chet, right? Maybe there's an asay and a lav. Maybe there's a lav. Like, why the Chinuch keeps saying how Chomer Eidos is? Here, there are some interesting lines in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, well, having a bris mila is a one with, maybe that's a sine qua non for Eidos. Of course, it's still tamua, because the reason that women don't have a bris mila is physiological, right? I mean, they still don't have one, but it's physiological. It has nothing to do with any absence of Kedushas Yisrael. And this bothered Bali Tosis, and in fact it reminds us of a little bit of the Rambam that we talked about last week. Last week I mentioned the Rambam in Perikid Beis, of the Barnazara, Halakha Beis, where the Rambam talks about the fact that HaKafas Peyan Giluach Seyar Pasrosho is something that applies to men and not to women. The Rambam says, after all, that, you know, physiologically, the woman doesn't grow a beard, so she's excluded from these dinim. And then the Rambam adds, Lefikach, therefore, an Eved Kanani is included. That was his way of saying that, you know, it's true that la me'isha, but things that are anchored in the physiological differences between men and women, about those things you don't say Eved, Hukash, le'isha, right? So in a way, another good example of that is the factor of Mila, because the factor of Mila is a physiological difference, not a conceptual difference. So, in a slightly different way. Anyways, Bali Tosis were bothered by this. If you look at Tosis, Shekeinein of Mila, Tosis says the bottom of the page. Alpha Gav, do you have it there? Is it the bottom of the page? I'm not sure if we have the same. Shekeinein of Mila. Alpha Gav below Shaikha Mila, purely. The first line in Tosis is basically, You know, you're right, but it's a pircha. I'm not sure why. Okay, the Eish Mefarshim, now it gets interesting. The Ein Metzuvah Lamula's Bina. That's much more interesting. Meaning, the physiological aspect, you know, that should matter is a little tamua, but that's the same. Still, there's a certain kiyum in having a bris milah. Maybe bris milah, I like to think always that bris milah is the great equalizer. That's why we have two brachos in Milan. I think that's why it's the bris, and that's why it, together with Karm Pesach and Mitzvah Seish, but Kares, mainly, it kind of puts in perspective. I'm not going to explain why at the moment, but I think it, you know, I'll just tell you a hint at it. It has to do a lot with the what already is in Chazal and is a huge debate and dialectic in the Rishonim, and that's what is bris milah, right? In a way, it's a perfection, you know, that comes about by creating imperfection. You know? It's both the sacrifice aspect and the recognition and so on, the imitation and the distance from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in a way, it's the way, it's an approach towards all mitzvahs. So it's something that is a big deal, as we understand. So women are not obligated in bris milah, clearly. And it's not chisaron, they don't have it, but it is a kiyum for males. That is a very important key in mitzvah, right? It's a, you know, the Gemara says it's with you always. They tell the story about David HaMelech and the Merchatz, you know. So that is, I think, what you have to say according to Pashas of the Gemara and according to the first day of Tosfos, which says it's, you know, you're right. It's physiological, but it still accomplishes something, and maybe what it accomplishes in terms of connecting all the different, you know, the totality or the holistic, you know, package of Shmiras HaMitzvos is something which is unique to the male aspect of Avodas Hashem, maybe. But the second answer of Tosis is, of course, more directly germane. Tosis says, she's not mitzuva lamul es b'no. And he is. Obviously, that's nothing to do with physiological differences. That certainly reflects a different role in terms of Klal Yisrael, in terms of the family, right? And as such, that is relevant, perhaps, to, you know, a certain status. Belesa, Tosa says, Imke, Mike, Omar, Katan, Yochia. Okay, there are other answers for this as well. Either way, it's a very intriguing line in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, this is what Tosa is referring to, Katan, Yochia, Shigeshno, B'milo, Pasolieido. So again, that's a little strange because, you know, the psul edus in the case of katan, as we know, has to do with not being a bardas, right? So the chazar adin lo rezekar ezel lo rezekar ezel atad shavish bemshkein enim b'chol mitzvos for whatever reasons, right? Upsulin lahayid, meaning to be chayiv lahayid, to be kasha lahayid, you have to have you know, a perfect record. You know, you have to be chayiv b'chol mitzvos no matter what the reason. Afani avi, very high standards, esa eved, she'enu b'kala mitzvos, u'pasa lahoy. Says in the Marimala, tzadish mavushal ben shekein eno ish, tomer be'eved shu ish. So here's a direct line in the Gemara, where the Gemara is suggesting that the exclusion of women from edus is gender-related, right? Not necessarily physiological, but probably not physiological, but gender-related. And Eved Kenani doesn't have that, right? I mentioned that the Rambam certainly, you know, seems to imply that, as we'll see, and we'll revisit it in a moment. But the Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Edus Halacha Beis doesn't quote for Amdu Shnei Nashim Bedin, and say quotes the Lashon Zachar of Shnei Edim, and probably he's going to say that Nashim are excluded as a gender halacha, not because of datan kalos and not because of other things, but simply, you know, again, it doesn't fit for whatever reason, doesn't fit into that perspective on Avodas Hashem. So this is a line in the Gemara, basically, and we'll see it's also a line in Tosas, picked up from this Gemara, by Tomer be'eved shuhu ish. Ella tasting the gazla, says the Gemara. Ma gazlan shekein ma'isav gormalo, Tomer be'eved shein ma'isav gormalo, you can't learn Eved from Gazlan, because Eved Kenani didn't do anything wrong. Gazon is excluded because he's Shasheker or he has a Shem Rasha, right? But something he brought upon himself. El Tesi Migazon Umichad Mihanach, combination. Marbre Rabino Amar, Amar Kra, different Makar. Lo Yumsu Avos Al Banim, Lo Yumsu Al Pi Avos, She'elem Chayes Banim. So again, that could also be just Exeris HaKasim, meaning Eved Knani doesn't have Yichus in terms of his children. As long as he's an Eved Knani, right, he is not related to the children that he brings into the world. So that's just Exeris HaKasim that teaches us this result. Lo Yumsu Avos Al Banim, Lo Yumsu Al Pi Avos She'elem Chayes Banim. Or, you might wonder, is this connected to a certain sensitivity? I mean, we invest a tremendous amount of trust, as I mentioned before, Cheskes Kashrus in Eidus, right? We're talking about the gold standard a couple of weeks ago, right? We're treating Eidus, even though people are not infallible and people are not always honest, right? But Kedushas Yisrael, I think it's an amazing idea. Maybe that's why you have these very high idealistic requirements, right? But Kedushas Yisrael treats Eidus as MS, all things being equal, until we know that it isn't, and as facts, literally. Right? I mean, Maimon Har Sinai, Gilui Shechina, the most important a fact, right, in the world's history, certainly from our point of view, is based on Eidus. Eidus of many people, but Trei Kameya, right? So what the Gemara is saying here is, that, you know, for that you need, on the one hand, things that we've spoken about, right? Full complement of mitzvos, bris mila, perhaps, things of that sort. But you also need, you have to have people who have like a certain sense of purpose in the world or responsibility, you know, which comes from not just producing offspring, right, but having, you know, family. That doesn't mean that somebody who doesn't have children is possibly Eidus, obviously. But it, because, again, all these dinim are structural, but somebody who's mufka from family at a certain point is mufka Eidus. I think that's how I understand it.
Well, what does that possibly have to do with Eidus?
I'm sorry?
What is Loyum
Sabazal? Oh, that's also, that is the pasuk that's used for Psul Korva too, in the Gemara. Psul Korva. Psul Korva, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the third parak, Eloheinu Krovim, also says, Al Yumsu Avos, means Krovim cannot be responsible for the death of other Krovim by means of Eidus. So that's the, they're assuming the same thing, that Al Yumsu here means, you know, through testimony. Al Yumsu Avos Al Banim, meaning just simply Korva, the Eidus Banim. Right, you can't have krovim edim lichta rachman aliyum su avos al bneim. My banim shmamina to liyum su al pi avos shenem chayes banim. Elamiata says the Gemara banim liyum su al avos hachanam liyum su al pi banim sheimlem chayes avos. Elagerachanam the pasul edos. If you want to say that's a pshat, then it should go the other way, namely, if you have full fledged Jews, kedushas is full kedushas Israel. But they don't have fathers, right? Because they're geirim, right? But of course, that's not the same, because that's just about past history, not about present history, which is what banim, in terms of eved, are. Anyways, Omri, the Gemara says, Hochi hashta, geir neidein l'chayis l'mala, l'mata yesh l'chayis. L'afuki evdein l'chayis l'mala below l'mata. Which is kind of what I just said, but I think I said maybe some more strongly. Why not interpret that Eved, right, will be excluded from ger. Ma ger de lamalu de lachais al mati yesh lachais pasolienus. Eved shein lachais al lamalu below lamata, and it didn't say pasolienus. If it was true that ger was pasolienus, then we should be able to derive Eved's Psu'edus from Ger, and they should be able to read the Psukim or write the Psukim according to this suggestion. Ela midikasa rachman aliyums avos albanim, the mashma aliyums al pi avos shein lachayis banim, shma mina, that Eved shein lachayis lo lamala v'lo lamata hu depasa le'edos, avol ger shiyish lachayis lamata kosher le'edos. The chitema lifta rachmanu banim le'yumso avoseyem, lamali dikasa rachmanu banim le'yumso al avos, the mashma le'yumso, right, al pi banim shein lachayis avos, that's the Shakamataria of Baba Kama. As I say, it's a very challenging read in terms of some of the factors that were thrown out here, although I'm trying to make some suggestions about them. Okay. Firstly, it's very interesting. So the last Tosa we already read. Let's look at the middle Tosas for a minute, and then I'll make a point about something else. The same question as our Tosis here in Shavuos. The chitem in the Asi Essen, right? I'm sorry, the Asi Achin Umarba Eved Umapik Migzerishava Imkein Gamikava Komer the Komer Nafik. Okay. The Shomer the Chigamina Lalami Isha Haino Lahachmir Ala Eved La Soso Ki Israel V'Cholapalkos V'Mitzvos. Shai Isha Chayetz. Avalagaro mi ish of the postal ladies ki isha lo nilmod. Right? To me, Adin kosher will ladies dixiva omnushneo anashim. The high issue. So basically, what Tosas is saying, going back to his, that line in the Gemara, is that even though there's a din of la la, anything, la la just teaches you an extraneous, side law. And that is that there are different levels, different gradations in mitzvahs. And Eved Kenani was not given the full complement, so they were given the next level, the level that happens to be, the one that applies to Isha. I'll just add, even though the reason for the Petur Isha and the reason for the Petur Eved Kenani are probably totally different, as I'll expand on in a minute. So they have the same level, the same complement of mitzvahs. And with Chumra, right, that's what Tosa says. The Chigamin Lola Meisha and Lahachmir Aleven La Sosa Kisra the Kalapachos the Mitzvah Shisha Chayevus. But no one ever said that we're equating Eved Kenani and Isha, not Lekula and not Lechumra. And especially if we're dealing with something which is gender oriented, it certainly doesn't apply to Eved Kenani. Just like Ram said in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and just like that line in the Gemara said earlier, Legaro Meisha Postal Leedus Kisha Lo Nilmod. But, right, what about the fact that a non-Jew is Pasoleidus? He's an Ish. Right, why is he Pasoleidus? The answer is, Mikomakom ein achiv. Everybody agrees that a non-Jew is not your brother. Aval Eved Shu Ish Ve'achiv B'mitzvos is kasher. That should be fine, if not for the Gzeres HaKasuv in the end about LeYumso Avos Albanim. Then he adds Rashi Pirush Parakam of the Gittin Gabishtaras Olin Barko Shalnachrin that not Barkos rather Shalnachrin that Ksheirim LeEdus Minat Torah Ushmaitin LeMuchahachim. So this is a very well known Rashi in Gittin, a very controversial one. And some of the Chachamim Ashkenaz also agree, Mordechai and Gosa Shri quote this, that non-Jews, Minat Torah, are Kosher Le'edus. Okay? Bali Tosis rejected, Rambam rejects it, almost all the 99% of the Rishonim rejected, but there is such a Shita. And it seems like Rashi in Gittin may hold that way as well. So the Tosis says it's wrong, and obviously it's one of the things that bothers him is, how is it possible that Eved Kenani is chayav b'mitzvos, with the exception of the Seishas Mangrama, is pasul le'edus, and you're going to tell me that Nachri is kosher le'edus? So we're going to get back to this in just one more minute. Okay. One more point, just very quickly in the Gemara here. The first Tosas, we're going to kore l'mafrei a little bit. The Siv kashas am la'sos lachiv, for Rabbi Yehuda, right, the Gemara was trying to figure out how much is Eved Kenani achicha and how much not, right? So Tosas goes further with it. Tema tikshul Rab Yudah mi ribis the onah the gonib nefesh bekuluk siv achiv betstakanamik siv achicha ha'evyon. Meaning, does Rabbi Yehuda really think that Evet Kenani is not a chicha? Again, the Gemara said that one exception is Ubiyarta Rami Kirbecha, right? Vasisa lo kashazaman lasos lachiv. But otherwise, Rabbi Yehuda really holds that he's not a chicha. So what about Onah and Ribis? Did anybody ever think that Evet Kenani doesn't have the dinim of Ribis Onah, Gonev Nefesh, that he's not included in Tzedakah? So Tosa says, Miu k'tas mashu in Perakam of the Gittin, the enkel kach. Chova liten stock al eved, yeah. That with Rav Shimon Gamliel, Savar yochal eved lomer la rabo b'shnei batzores o panseni o tzeinu lecheres k'yekad chazili in shiu merachni aloi no real tzedaka. The god of nefesh nami lo mechayet eved afil rabbanim to be bnei Yisrael tziv, right? So that's excluded. V'da nechnaki meisli plug the Rav Yudav Rabbanon, right? The hocha. That's kind of a technicality. But the point I'm trying to make is that Tosis is kind of being, you know, hard constructionists here. Like, is Evet Kenani a chicha or not a chicha? Yes or no? Oh, the reason I'm bringing this up, number, it's interesting. And number two, you'll see in a moment, I think it contrasts very sharply with the view of the Rambam, which is that everything is much more ambiguous. So this is the Gemara in Bava Kamma. And that's Tosis's answer here to Tosis's question in Shavuos, which remains unanswered. And then if you look at Tosis in Zvachim, which I'm pretty sure I also have here somewhere, Tosis in Zvachim on Kud Gimel, there the Gemara wanted to equate La regarding some issues in Kachin, and the Gemara rejected it, but the Gemara had the Havamina. There too, Tosis asks this question, why do you need a whole practically Amud in Bava Kamma to find a makar for Psalei. What page is it?
Page. Line
35,
page
3. Page 3?
Yeah,
goes on
to
next. Okay. Yeah. Good, good. So, Ainli Ella Olas Ish. Right? Geirim, Nashim, Avadim, Nayim. Right? So the Gemara says, Mashma Michad Pra, Avon Matina, Nashim, Avadim, that the Gemara there, a certain Kachim issue, would have excluded Nashim and Avadim from the same Pasa. And Tosis says it approvingly. They notice, then they say it approvingly. But they know, Yalfinim Adadi, Bigzera Shabbat, Allah Mi Isha. After all, we do find that they're equated regarding their level of Shemiras and Mitzvahs. Right? The Hiksha Ravar B'chaim. Not the one from Brisk, but the one from Bali Tosis, what we said last week, I think, right? Tosis Subis, the Russian Yonasha. The Perikachogel Matzrich Treikron. In Bava Kamma, you need a pasuk for Gabi Eglis. Chad, it's not exactly accurate, but it's close to accurate. Right? Chad Lemute Nashim. Chad Lemute Avadim. I mean, it is accurate, just not accurate. In Bava Kamma, it doesn't say the pasuk for Nashim. Right, just knows that Nashim is excluded. Really, the pasuk for Nashim is in Gemara and Shulah. It's argument. Okay, meaning so obviously you don't equate them. Says Tosis, Yeshomer, the Gabi mitzvahs would be alfin and madad exer shabbat la la. The Gabi edus the shayif lemele. Ain't totally been emonos. Shrei Moshe v'Aaron lo mihidim, lo mishum de lo mehemni. Look, achecha the dali dali. Very strange Tosis. I don't think Tosis means honesty, veracity per se. I think it means this extraordinary idea that I keep trying to underscore about Chesed Kashrus, you know, establishing Eidos as a gold standard, establishing Eidos as facts. So I think what he's saying is, oh, you might think only somebody who has full chiyuv mitzvos, you know, bris milah, the kind of things that we were talking about before. Right? So it's also saying, well, that maybe lala, the level of mitzvos, should be relevant to that. But it isn't really about Nemanos, because Moshe and Aaron are you know, as credible as two Jews ever were, right? But they're possible anyway. Right? That's an interesting question. So obviously it's a Zeres HaKasur, and Hecha de Gali Gali. I mean, we don't apply La La all the time; we just apply it sometimes. Okay, what is the Rambam's view? So let's look carefully at the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam's I think the Rambam goes in both opposite directions. Now, it's clear the Rambam think that Eved Kenani and Isha derive from the same source. That's certainly not the case, based on the Gemara Baba Kama and Gemara Shulas. But I think what can be demonstrated is that the Rambam thinks that Isha is gender-related, in which case it would have nothing to do with Eved Kenani, and that Eved Kenani is connected to the status in Kedushas Yisrael, Achicha, as we'll see. So look at Ram Perktes Hilchos Eidos. Ram starts with Asara Mine Paslos, or Psulos. Hey, there are nine Eidim Psulim. Tomi Shanim Sabo Echad Mehen, right? Reu Pasol Eidos. You have any of these characteristics, any of the nine, that disqualifies you. Elohim. What's the first one? Nashi. What's the second one? Avadim. So they're distinct, right? Third one, Ktanim, Shotim, Chershim, Sumim, Rishayim, Bezuyim, right? Krovim, Nogin, Bedusan. I'm sorry, did I say nine? Ten. Asara. Did I say nine? Oh, it's a parent test. Okay, sorry. Ten. There are ten psulim. You have distinctive ones. What's missing on the list, by the way?
Akum.
Excellent. Akum is Mikum. Ram holds like that Rashi or the Agos Ashri or Mordechai? No. So this is interesting. The Rambam knew how to bundle what he wanted to. You'll see in a moment he bundles it with Eved Kenani. Very important. So look at Halacha Beis. You know, Kedarko, there are sections in the Rambam where just like every halacha is b'chudash. It's a different makar, it's an extra formulation. This is one of them. Halacha Beis. Nashim psulos la'edus min ha'Torah. What do we expect to see? Shenemar, va'amdu shnei nashim edim. Our Gemara. Talmud Bavli, unequivocal, right? Rambam does something different. Al pi shnayim edim, lashon zachar, v'lo lashon akev. So the Nosa Kalim ask, you know, like, what is that? Look at the Radvaz, the Chosedis Perikas Allah Aleph. Asar min apostles, v'chule nashim psul saedis, mevur perikshua saedis, perikachovel, v'besifrei aleph la, migzar shama, nemar kan v'om nishnei anashim, nemar shama al pishnei medim, ma kan anashim, ma fa alan anashim, v'o anashim, kashali yadi rabbeinu, heche shavik drasha de Talmuda, v'avid drasha midaitei. And he makes up his own drashas. Lest you'll say, we just don't know where he got it from, but he obviously has a makar. Kasha, de bishmuasa, de kra, lo hava loshan zachar, vlo loshan akeva. Bimishu de ksiv shnayim, hu mashma loshan zachar, lo sagi de lo ksiv shnayim, lo haka shlosha de shnayim, su de kala tara kula loshan zachar nama. Lefika chanisover de leolim kabanas rabbeinu, alexer shava amura besifrei, Allah had come to Shadar Shul, the Krosh, and Emma Pishnaim, Eidim, Lashon Zachar, Lashon Akeva, Minasib, Amdushne, Nashim, Adayin Sarachia. He tries to do, what is it they call it? Damage control, right? But he kind of admits that the Rambam's being something maverick about what the Rambam's doing here. What's the real answer? The real answer is that the Rambam wanted to project, for whatever reason, that the problem of Nashim Be'edus is a gender issue. Right? That's why he says, Lashon Zachar, Lashon Akeva, and so on. Okay, that's number one. Go back to the other one. What's Halacha Gimel? Gimel we don't need. That's Tumtum Be'androgynous. Fine. Halacha Dalet, that's a subcategory of Safek Ishvi Isha. Right? Halacha Dalet. Ha'avadim Psul Edus Minatar. What would we expect? What should be the Makar? According to the Mar Bava Kama, L'yum Sovas Habanim. Right? Mar spent enough ink right before it finally got there. Or some kind of kavachomer or limud. Instead, the Rambam came up with another new limud of his own. Listen to this. Vasisim lo kasha zomim lasos lachiv, which the Gemara mentioned in a totally different way. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that Eved Kenani, it's not a chicha b'mitzvos, so maybe there should be an onesh hazama when people, you know, lie about an Eved Kenani. And the Gemara answers, a biyat rami kerbecha, right, mikol mokol. So for some reason the Rambam took that and made that the makar, made that the makar for excluding Eved Kanani from Eidos. That's not even what the Gemara did. It's not just that. The Gemara says it for Rabbi Yehuda as a Hava Mina, and they reject it. And they say it regarding whether or not if Edom Zomimim lie about a Nidon, a defendant who's an Eved Kanani, right? What impact does that have? The Rambam applies it to the question whether an Eved Kanani can be an A. Right? And he says, yeah, you're not achicha enough. We'll see in what way. It's a very remarkable rule. Edom Psuma, Edom Psuma, Tarshin, Emra, Sim, Lok, Hashazam, Lassos, Lakim. Mechlal, Shachiv, Kamol. He doesn't say that he's not achicha either. Right? Or there's not achicha b'mitzvos. He says, Mechlal, it sounds like the relationship between, has to be somebody who's like you. Right? Mechlal, Shachiv, Kamol. Ma, Achiv, Ben, Bris. That's an interesting phrase. Afa eid ben bris. Kamachom la'akum. Im avadim shem b'miktsas mitzvos. Now he brings in miktsas mitzvos. Psulin. Ha'akum la'kol shekein. Right? The Gemara didn't say it had anything to do with miktsas mitzvos. That was eim l'chayas. Right? That whole pasuk was used for Sefer of Yehuda and for something else. And now we know the Rambam didn't quote in the 10 Akum, non-Jew, Nachri, right? But that it's under the rubric of Eved Kanani. Correct? It's the exact opposite, right, of the Rashi in Gittin, who says that Eved is Pasol, and Nachri is Kasher. The Rambam says, Eved is Pasol, Kavachomer, Nachri. Here the Rambam seems more obvious than definitely the Rashi. Either way, if you want just an example, I think I put it here. Havonim Psulim, says the Radbaz, Halacha Dalet. Parakachol Maisel, Masik Talmud, Tzad Hashav, Shabahen, Chomer Isha, Vekotan, Shekein Eina, Bechol HaMitzvah, Subsul Lahayin, Afani Yavi Eved, Shena Bechol HaMitzvah, Subpasul Lahayin, Yaf Al Gav, the other Parak Hama, Tzad Hashav, Shein Al Ish, Tomar Be'eved, Shu Ish, Kamakom Sonach Halah, Kibit Asav Sof Masik, David Pasul, Edus Mikra. He tries to merge the whole Shakavatari of the Gemara, that even though it seems like the Gemara concluded because of Layum Soavos. No, Layum Soavos tells you that the Kalvachomer part is correct. And the Kalvachomer part, somehow, Zeyoser Pshuta, the Efshah Shadrasha Shakasov Rabbeinu, Abba Bamako Macher, or maybe, that's one possibility. Rama read the Gemara in a very creative, different way, A. B, he has some other Makar that we don't know of. Sound familiar? The Talmudim to have it. And then the explanation. Is it be'inan achiv kamau mamish? Shehu ben bris l'chol ha-mitzvos. La'fukei eved she'enu kamau mamish. That's not normally how we understand eidos she'iyah teyach ala hazima. Very strange. V'adayin tzorch Talmud mikomakom lamanu she'eved v'akom psulim eidos me'atara kasher kasav rabbeinu v'ein nir kein rashi begitin al-mishas kol shkol shkol bar kol shalak. Okay. But what's going on here? If you look at the Lecha Mishnah, Havadim Epsum Leidos, the Kesef Mishnah also just writes, like, where did Ram get it from? Kesef Rav Kesef Mishnah, right? Drosha Zu, Shekesef Rabbeinu Tzorch Iyun, Heche Esa, where is this Drosha coming from? And then the Lecha Mishnah says, Vani Omer, Lo Levad Zeh Kasha. That's not the only problem here, where did he get it from? That's the least of our problems. The Lo Mitzanu B'Gemara, fine. Avakasha Yoser, Shasham Begamar Nemar Behefach, the Parak Achovel, Hikshel Rab Yudah Damar Achovel, Bev Kanani Shalacher, and Patam and Aboshes, Mishun Domar Kaki Natso Anashim, Yachta Vishva Achiv, the Eved Lab Bechal Achiv, Elameatel Rab Yudah Zomay, Evidly argued, the Sivat Sivak Hashazam Asas Achiv, I'm reading it quickly because it's the same Gemara, the Tirtsu Amakrab Yachta Mikabacha Mikomakam Adka. Meaning, it's not just that the Rambam, where did he get the Drasha from? The whole idea of quoting Kasha Zamam and Achiv is Rabbi Yehuda. We don't even paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Look in Hilchos Chovel. You'll see that the Ram paskins like the Chachamim, but an Eved Kanani as Musha. It's only for Rabbi Yehuda that Eino Achiv b'mitzvos that the Gemara even went down this path. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. He is Achicha, so what are we talking about? Hashta Temal, Divra Avenu. Kadag, the Rabbanan, the Kamun Kavasa Evan Nichos Beklalachi. Lehish Shakusha Zubigamar, the Rabbi Huda Davka. Kenei Kotsav Rabbeinu, the Evan Nichos Beklalachi. The Rabbanan Gabi Bosha, Sarino, the Nichnas, Rabbeinu Pasak, Rabbanan Bichos Choda. Oh, Imken Tikshu, the Rabbanan, the Christian, the Hikshu, Bigamar, the Rabbi Huda. If that's really true, then Zome Evan Lehar. Did anybody ever say that? That Adam Zomim who testify against Evan Kanani falsely are not going to be punished? Kivin de'ena nifna mispal b'chal achim. Elamayis l'chal meimar, kivin de'ena makar b'yatra m'kubecha, mikomako, mimkein goli krod de nifna mispal achim. Regarding this, mimkein ein raya l'div rabbeinu. V'od hay lal reinu l'rabos mikra d'ina eid sheker on the b'achim. If he's already quoting achiv things, quote the Evan, quote the direct Edus one. Deviv sham b'gemar l'hai krog ab Edus. In Dibur Abin, it's more in Mikol Abin, it's Archi. Okay, Lacha Mishnah, full force. But there's no exaggeration there, right? So what's going on with the Rambam? Let's go one further. Look at Halacha Dalet for a minute. Havadim Psulim, we did the Havadah, I'm sorry. Look at Halacha Vav. Okay, this is tricky. You didn't happen to bring your Rambam Shoftim, did you?
Yes.
Shoftim?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Of course you did. I would even get up and go there. Okay, so the text that we have is, Halacha Vav, Kol Mishen Ishtachrer, Areu Mechusar Get Shechor, Pasol, Achi Giat Get the Yadav Yasa Mechal B'nei Bris, Yachar Kach Yarov. That's Halacha Vav, correct? Yeah? Okay, what does it mean? He can, the status of Evet Kenani as a aid can be remedied by Shechor, by his being liberated, by his Adam, by no longer being an Evet. Correct? Yes. Okay. In the Frankel Rambam, because he just picked our different Kisveyad, and he picked differently. I'm pretty sure I understand why. Here in Perek Tes, Halacha, what is it, Vav? He reads as follows. V'chol mishen ishtachrer, v'arei v'chusar get shechur pasol, achi yaget liyado, v'yitbol, v'yase mechal b'nei bris v'achar kach yoid. He has one word. The Yitbal. Okay? Now, the truth is that but the text that we have, the old text, is much more exciting. The text that he produces is much more logical. However, even according to the text that he produces, so why the emphasis on the Shechur? Why not just say, why not emphasize the tefillah more? But our text is more difficult. I'll explain why in a second. So what's really going on?
Doesn't mean that he did say Avis things that he saw before his...
I'm sorry? No. It doesn't have to mean that. That's an interesting question. Probably not. Meaning, can he be an aid? At what point can he be an aid going forward? Kalababa. So what's really going on? So I think that's very quick. It's a massive topic. But I started alluding to it last week, so just very quick. What is the status of Evet Kenani? You can see already that just structurally and a little bit of what we're encountering here, that the status of Evet Kenani is inherently complex. Right? I mean, just think about it in terms, in terms of the structure alone for a moment, then we'll look at some of the laws. What I mean by the structure, take the Rambam who describes the structure. Like, what happens to an Evet Kenani? What is the process? So look at Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchos Yisurei Bia. Right? Perek Yud Gimel. My pages are a little mixed up. Halacha Yud Aleph. What, page 4?
Page 4.
Okay. So, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel. The Rambam just describes here what's in the Gemara, this part at least, what's in the Gemara in Yavamos. Okay? Kashem, except that language, of course, is a little bit, you know, his own, which is important. But let's talk about the structure, and then we'll talk about his contributions. Kashem, certainly the Kashem. Kashem, Shemalin, Madvilin, is a Gerim. Just as there is Mila and Tvila, right, in a male Ger, correct? Kach, so too, Malin, Madvilin, is a Vadim, Hanokachim, Mina Akul, the Shem Abdus. So too, there's Mila and Tvila for an Eved Knani, who is acquired in the state of Abdus from a non-Jew. Okay, of course, Kashem Kach is always a loaded, you know, I mean, you can understand it in a very innocuous way. You need Mila and Tvila there, you need Mila and Tvila here. But of course, we're already thinking in our minds, wow, are we really equating, you know, Ger Tzedek and an Eved Knani? Sounds like it. Right.
So, wouldn't this resolve also the issue of Matbilin? He's already gone through Tefillah.
What do you mean, Matbilin?
He's already gone.
Yeah, yeah, no, then we'll see. The Rambam requires two Tefillahs. So, we'll see in a second. Halokeach Eved Min Ha'akum, Bekidem Eved Fabul Shein Ben Chorin, Kona'at. This is different, we're not going to get into this in a moment. Let's say he tries to do Geirus while he's an Eved Kanani instead of doing. You know, Eved Knani Geirus, you know, for an Eved Knani. Usha Yomar Beisat Tvila Rini. Right, Tovo Bifnechem L'Shein Geirus. Fine. Im Tovo Bifnei Rabo, In Tzorach Farish. Elekivin Shetoval, right, L'Shtachrer, Vikr Tzorach Rabo, L'Tokva B'mayim, Ad Shiala, V'utach HaShibuda Modi. Okay, fine. That part is just the, put that in parentheses, that's the, let's say he wants to turn himself into a Ger Tzedek instead of an Eved Knani. Okay, fine. But then comes the key continuation. Umbodia bifnei adayanim shel l'shem abdus matbila. Right? Ve'eino eved tovel el bifnei gimel ubiyom. Again, kiger. And then the Rambam adds importantly, shem miktsas gerus hu. Okay? So shlav aleph, we'll call it. Phase one of an Eved Kanani's gerus is mila, if he's a male. If he's a female, shevcha kananis would just be tvila. Right, but Mila, Tvila, and Modia b'fnei adayanim shel l'shem abdus matbila, a kind of Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Right, halacha yedbeis kishe yishtachrer ha'eved after shechrur tzarech Tvila acheres second Tvila, also b'fnei shlosha b'yom shetigamer pirbot tigamer gerus on the day, because previously he's called him miktsas gerus, right? So now this is gemar gerus. V'yiyeh ki Yisrael. And then he'll be like Yisrael. Interesting. Sounds like till now he's not a Yisrael, even though he has mixas geirus. What does that mean? Ein tzorch l'kabalot mitzvos, lo diya ikari adas. He doesn't need a new kabalos mitzvos. Shekvar hodi uhu kishetava l'shem abdus. So of course this is very fascinating, because what is this? Did he have a geirus or didn't have a geirus? Right. So interesting.
And the other mitzvos, that, you know, why don't you...
What?
Why do you need hotel for the mitzvahs on Brahmas?
Yeah, right, exactly. And the Rambam says he doesn't.
Right.
Sounds in the Gemara like he does. So, the part of the problem here is, the evidence in the Gemara Nivamos is that after Shechor, even Kodem Tvila Shnia, there's Knisa L'Kahal. The question is, how could that be if he needed Tzvila Shniya? And the Bali Tosis and Yavamos say very strange things, like, oh, you know, it'll be, you know, you can go out of order, but, you know, you still need the Tzvila, whatever. That's point number one, I'll get back to a second. Some of the Gaonim and the Mukhe Yosef says this as well, and Reb Chaim thinks that this is really the Pshat in Tosis, is that the Tzvila Shniya is only Drabana. I mean, on Torah, you don't need a Tzvila Shniya. You only need Shechor. Okay? But for the Rambam, it's clear that the Tzvila Shniya is Doraisa. That before that, it's Ger B'Miktas, or Miktas Ger. Right? And that the Gemar Gerus and Nasa Ki Yisrael only happens, right, after the Shechor and the Tzvila Shniya. The Ramach, which I wish I had here, you don't have to have Pilchus Yisrael Bia here. if you look at the Ramach, which is printed in the Frankel Rambams, on Halacha Yedbeis, he says, I don't see why the Rambam thinks you need the Tefillah Shniya to be Bifnei Shlosha and Bayom, He says, after all, the Tefila Rishona was already made a Yisrael Gomor. So why does the Tefila Shnia need to be Bayom Ubifnei Gimel? But the Rambam thinks it does. Okay. So Rab Chaim, it says here, Grach Shom, okay, they want to produce a whole piece. Very, you know, Kedarka, very, a little bit of a complex piece. What Rab Chaim basically says is that the Bali Tosis were of the opinion, and the Nepeosis of the opinion, that really, in Evik Kanani is a Yisrael Gomor.
Yisrael Gomor.
And therefore he doesn't need a Tzvila Shniya Doraisa, it's only Drabanan, and therefore after Shechror, there's Knisa Lekahal, etc. What he doesn't explain so much in the piece is, so what are all, but he does, he alludes to it. What are the impediments then? If he's a Yisrael Gomor, you know, in phase one, and phase two, Tzvila, let's say, is only Drabanan, right, so why can't he marry a Bas Yisrael, and why is he Pasolatus, and so on and so forth? So basically the idea seems to be pretty clear, and the Ramach says it very clearly, and the Bali Tosis seems to imply it, the Raibid seems to say it, let's get back that a second, is that the problem is that he's an Eved. In other words, according to many Rishonim, full Kedushas Yisrael he already has. It just doesn't look that way, because he has a shame at it. Let's highlight it a bit more by Rashi's Shita, which is extreme, you know, mostly rejected, but still tells us something very profound. What does Rashi say? A nachri is kosher le'evis, minatorah. We don't pass it this way, but that's how Rashi holds. Rashi Megiddo. So how can an Eved Kanani be worse than an Ochri? You know, some Bali Tosas say, you know, Kanani is not. If Eved Kanani is possibly it is, then certainly an Ochri is. Well, what is Rashi going to say? The answer is, what Rashi will say is, that an Eved Kanani's psul Eidus is not because of some missing element of Kedushas Yisrael. Because you don't need Kedushas Yisrael, an Ochri can be Kashim Eidus Minatah. It's because of the Shem Eved. So a Nachri doesn't have any Kedushas Yisrael, but he also doesn't have a Shem Eved. And Rashi thinks that that's enough, right, for him to be kosher Leidus. Now the Bali Tosas disagree, but they disagree because they think that an Eved Kanani's Kisaron is lack of Kedushas Yisrael. Not necessarily. Maybe. Miksas. Maybe not. Maybe they agree. But it's Shem Eved. But what they think is, if an Eved is Mufka from Eidus, then a Nachri who has no Kedushas Yisrael. If a Yisrael, Sheish lo Kedushas Yisrael, but is an Eved, is Mufka from Eidus, then a Nachri, Sheim lo Kedushas Yisrael, Bechlal, is certainly Mufka from Eidus. Or that they're, but that doesn't mean they're the same Din, maybe they're two different Din. What about the Rambam? The Rambam holds Tefila Shniya as Daraisa. So what? And he says it's only mixas geiros. Oh. So there are two ways. Number one, it's clearly not, and that's the answer to the Ramach. Ramach said, like, what do you need by Yom? What do you need Gimel? Right? It's not really, it's not serious. He's already it's just tafkos abduso. The Ramach will tell you, no, it's not true. He only becomes a Yisrael at all, or Gomor in Tefila Shniya, and that's why you don't need a second Kabbalas al Mitzvos, right? Because he was mixas. Oh. So if you read Rav Chaim inside, what he really never uses the word miktas Kedushas Yisrael, or absence of full Kedushas Yisrael, or sad nachri shabo, he never says it. And there are those who read Rav Chaim, Chazonish and others, as saying that really, even according to the Rambam, he has full Kedushas Yisrael. The only thing is, regarding the Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, right, which he's Potor, for which he is Potor, for that he needs another Tvila. The Rav didn't read Rav Chaim that way. I don't know if it was, didn't read the Chibur that way, or the Mesorah that it was different. The Rav thought that what Rav Chaim meant was that, like the Rambam says, he has Mitzvah Geirus, but not complete Geirus. Not because, though, he's missing some mitzvos, or chiyum mitzvos, but because there's mikzas goy shabo, as well. And he thought that a very good raya for that was the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos Perek Tes Halacha Dalet that we read, who says, Kal v'chomer nachri. What's Kal v'chomer nachri? The answer is, because even Eved Knani, despite his mitzvos geirus, still has a remnant of shame akum. So if the remnant of shame akum is pogame or posel leedus, then certainly full status of nachri has that status. That's how the Rav understood Rav Chaim and the Rambam. I understand it a little bit differently, somewhere in between, and a little bit of a different finish. So let me just tell you what I said, and then I'll take all the questions. Or let me just say it this way. According to the way that some of the Acharonim understood the Rambam and Rav Chaim, which is that Eved Knani has full Kedushas Yisrael, and the requirement of an extra tefillah is connected only to the Hosafa of the extra complement of mitzvos. That's a chiddush also in understanding the complement of mitzvos, that requires right, a kind of a additional geirus, because it's clear in the Rambam that it's an incomplete geirus, even if it's not clear that there's incomplete conditions. So I think by saying that he only becomes a Yisrael later, that implies that too. But according to their reading of the Rambam and of Rav Chaim, so then I think the question was raised before, what about Shifcha Knanis? Right, her status in mitzvos doesn't change. Right?
According to Chazon Ish, he's saying it doesn't need to change.
Oh, so the Chazon Ish says, I don't understand Rav Chaim. According to Rav Chaim, the way he understood it, right, not necessarily the way the Rav understood it, or even I understand it, or at least the way I understand the Rambam, he's saying a Shifcha Knanis should not require Tefillah Shniya. Now, the truth is, the evidence in the Gemara is only about an Eved Knani, not about Shifcha Knanis. And indeed, that's what the Maisa Rokeach says, not as a question, but as a fact. And that's what the Tshuva of the Avnei Nezer says. So look at this Tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, very remarkable. Right? Tshuva's Avnei Nezer. Yivamas mem zayin odeis, b'makom shani l'taveles, shom, right, ger eved u'shukhar tovlin, tamua, k'mo shik shetos, a certain tosis in Gittin, v'asholeach, b'posit shtar erusin v'shifchaso, v'amar, Seibo v'iskachibo. Mashma, the Eved Meshukhar ain't sar tefillah. From that Gemara, it seems like Eved Meshukhar doesn't need a tefillah. Ayin shal. Ba'od, v'kidushin samak beis, nosim pruta l'shivchas, omer l'iskachin la'acher, sh'ashtach rorecha, right after a meshachar, yishmi mekudeshes, v'chenami da v'kidushin v'la v'dav shalom bali olam, d'biyad l'shachar. Yitzvich ha'tefillah, im kemi yemer d'mizdakila, Tolosa, Kedomer Hassan Begair, Mila Das Atosis, right? Inu Ma'akev Gimel, B'dieved, Lokasha. Fine. Then says the Avnei Nezer, this is the punchline, Belule de Mistafina, right? If I had the courage, you know, to go through with it, I would say, Havamina Lechalik, B'dieved, Lashivcha. If Shivcha, he b'chuyav smitzas kamo Yisraelis. Right? Ach, Shasura, Lihina, Sin, Ben Chorin, Mishumshi, Shivcha.
Without an extra tefillah, because she doesn't need to add to mitzvos.
Wow. Avnei Nezer says that whether you need a tefillah shniya daraisa or not, and whether it's ma'akev k'nisa l'Yisrael, that's a gufa, the difference between shivka k'nanis and nebuk'nanik. The Rav didn't like it at all. I don't know if he knew about this part or spoke about this part, but this idea. He thought that, I think I mentioned this last week, that la, the connection between Eved, Knani, and Isha, is misleading. L'shitaso. Except that he projected this even on the Balei Tosas, not just on the Rambam. Those who think it's not even true for the Rambam, the Rambam thought this was true not only for the Rambam, but even for the Balei Tosas, namely, that when Nashim are Pturos, Mithas Eshes, Bangrama, that has nothing to do with any kind of lower level of Kiddushas Yisrael, it's simply a din and it's a p'tur. Right? A mitzvah, whatever you want to say. Something like the Abadram, other things, etc. It's, you know, a different expression of Avodas Hashem, but has nothing to do with the level of Kiddushas Yisrael. And for that reason, when Tosa says in all of Rishas that if women want to do the mitzvah, they can also make a bracha because it's a kiyum a mitzvah, right? And therefore, mitzvah seishas man grama nashim pturos, but they make a bracha, that makes sense. But when Tosin Gittin daf mem amud aleph says that hu adin eved knani, that if he does the mitzvah, he can make the bracha just like nashim, the Rav thought it was wrong. He thought that in eved knani, the lack of full mitzvos isn't a ptur, or a kind of osik b'mitzvah, and therefore there's no kiyum. It's really, that's the remnant which is missing in the full Kedushas Yisrael. Again, is that really true, even according to the Bali Tosis, who think probably that Tefillah Shniyah is a Din D'Rabbanan, or the Ramach, or those who challenge, I think that's questionable. But the Rav thought, even for them, and certainly for the Rambam, that this is the case. Oh. Is it because however, what I'd like to suggest, but then you get into the trouble, how come, on the one hand, the Rambam says, Kavachomer La'akum, that works very nicely for this. On the other hand, he seems, according to the old Girsa at least, right, which was the prevalent Girsa as far as I know, to say everything depends on Shechor. And even if things depend on Tefillah and Shechor, why not just say everything depends on Tefillah? Why the emphasis on Shechor? If you look at Hilchos Gneiva, I'm not sure if I put it here or not, did I?
Page 5.
Yeah. This is the issue of Gonev Nefesh, right? Echad Gonev is a Gadol, Gonev is a Katan, Ben Yom Moshe, Kalu Chadosh, Ben Zachar, Ben Akeva, Ben Shir, Ganath, Isha, Aril Neragi. Shemar Gonev Nefesh, Bechoma, that's, you know, the Asar Sadibros, Lo Signo, not Lo Signo, but Lo Signo, but the Asar Sadibros, is kidnapping. Echad Gonev is Yisrael, Shaganav Gero, Evid Meshuchrar, Shemar Nefesh Meachav, by the way, a case where he says that Eved Meshuchrar, right, is Bechlal, doesn't say Eved after Tvila, by the way. Achinu B'Torah B'Mitzvos. Avala Gonif is Eved, Amisha Katsu, Eved, Katsu, and Hornpot. How come it doesn't depend on Tvila? Right? How come Halacha Vav doesn't depend on Tvila according to these Girsas? So what's going on? Numerous other places also, the Ram says, Eved, you know, Gershon is Gair, Kakatan Shinola, and Eved Amashukhar, Kakatan, Eved Amashukhar? What about the Tzvila? Right? Which he himself requires. Or look, for example, in Perek Yud, was it Yud Dalid of Yisrael Bia? Just give me another couple of minutes to wrap this up. And then tomorrow, next week we'll talk about Antlar, and then we'll move on after that. Antlar is the lawyer. Right. I'll keep the. We have some etymological, support for where the word comes from. Where are we? Where are we? Page what? Say again.
Five.
Okay. What's the? I see. Because it's yeah. Okay. Ha'eved mutar lisa imo kishu eved. The ein tzar klomar bito v'yachoso ki yotza b'hem. Shekfar yotza mechalal, the Gemara says this language. Shekfar yotza mechalal akum, v'ein arayas o asuras ala akum asuras ala, v'lo ba lechal yisrael, k'deshi yasur ala, v'arayas o asuras ala geir. Very difficult lashon for the Rishonim who think that Eved Kenani has full Kedushas Yisrael, but he has a Shem Eved. You might get the result of that, everything's due to Shem Eved, but it's not really true that Bechlal, that Yotza Bechlal Ben Noach u Leklal Yisrael Oba. He is a Klal Yisrael Oba, just that he's Leklal Yisrael, he's also an Eved. Okay, you say it means the effect, it doesn't mean the status. But, it sounds like there is a missing dimension of being part of member of Klal, which is exactly what the Rambam said in Perek Yud Gimel when he said, you only become Yisrael and Tefillah Shniya, right? Yearly, says the Rambam, Shinba Eved, Ala Zachar Behema, Yargu, She'isur shnei arayos elu shava b'chol adam. Right? A zakar nehema. That requires a yearly? Wow. Right, the Raibid says, because of a Raibid, zelo tzarech afilu tinokos, v'chim shum kurva, nesru elu shu elu ruchakim, v'chol onshum shevetarein v'zores ki yisrala nekevos. I mean, he doesn't disagree with the halacha. He just says, you know, I don't need the drama of yearly. Because the only difference between Eved Kenani and everybody else is their yichus and their korva. But he's a Yisrael Gomor. Even before the Tefillah Shniyah. But the Rambam needs the yearly because this person is really in limbo. He takes literally the language of the Gemara, Nechlal ben Noach Yatza, Uklal Yisrael Adayin Lo Yatza. In all the places. And then again, Alachi Yitesa, Vadim Shem Shtacharim Ki Geirin, Kol Sh'asol Geirim, Asol Lehem, Kol Yitim Geirim, what do you mean? No? No saying Adam Shivchasa Liabda Liabin Chabero, Moshe Shivcha Achasa Shnei Avadim, and so on. And then you have the one with the Skenet. So what's going on? So I think that between these different perspectives, there's a third or fourth, I'm not sure, I lost count, perspective, which I think is really the Pshat in the Rambam. It's a little bit of an adjustment of what we said before. And that is that the Rambam really does think that you're not a Yisrael Gomer, you don't have full Kedushas Yisrael when you're an Eved Kenani. But not because there remains a Tzad Nachri, which he doesn't speak about either, but because he holds that the din of Eved itself is incompatible with full Kedushas Yisrael. In other words, unlike the Balei Tosfos and the Ramach, who are saying, and the Raavad perhaps are saying, that basically an Eved Kenani becomes a Yisrael Gomor. All of the dinim, daraisa I'm talking about, all the dinim daraisa that imply otherwise have to do with a separate halacha. He's an Eved. And therefore there's no kisa l'kahal, there's no yichus, right? And so on and so forth. That's one perspective. What I'm suggesting is that the fact that he is an Eved is the obstruction or the obstacle for full Kedushas. He's not full Kedushas, but he's an Eved. The Avdus is what impedes what otherwise would have been full Kedushas Yisrael. And for that reason, the Shichror is the linchpin of that change, because that's what allows him now to be open to what would have been always full Kedushas Yisrael, but you still need a tzvila. Or you, for certain dinim, or maybe even for all the dinim, you need a tzvila. But you don't need a tzvila because, you know, absent the tzvila, right, there's no Kedushas Yisrael. Absent the tzvila, you just haven't completed Kedushas Yisrael. But the shichror is really the davar agorim, together with the tzvila. Why should this be true? So again, hashkafically, I think, because avdus is really antithetical, right, to Ein Ben Chor Nelemi Shosek B'Torah V'Mitzvah Osra Avadai Heim V'la Avadim La Avadim, the whole Anoch Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, right, Halus Hashem V'lo Avdei Para, all those things imply, Eved isn't just, you know, an impediment in din. Right, Eved is in conflict with full Kedushas Yisrael. But since you're coming from a state, I think that's what it means. Mechlal benoach yotza, right? But lechlal Yisrael lo yotza. But because of the avdus, and therefore, according to the old girsa, right? And I'm not sure whether Eidus only depends on tevila. Maybe even according to the old girsa depends on, I'm sorry, Eidus only depends on shechror. Or depends on probably depends on shichur and tevila. But the reason the Rama mentions the shichur part is because the shichur part is the reason that you need the tevila. And that is true in Gnevas Nefesh. And that's true when he says, Eved Shen Nishtachver is Kiger, you know, Shen is Gayer. Even though you need the tevila. But the tevila is just the Makkah Bepatish, basically.
What are we're praying for that? But it was related to the yachas of the Isser Yisrubiya part of it.
Well, it's hard to know what Reb Chaim was just saying, that the Tefillah Shniyah is Doraisa, and that there is an incomplete status of Kedushas Yisrael. The way, again, that some of the Achronim understood it was, oh, because there needs to be more mitzvahs. That's why we're asking the question of Shivcha. For me, the Shivcha Knanis question is irrelevant. I mean, it's not how many mitzvahs you're mechuyev. It's, are you mechuyev b'mitzvos, b'toras, full Kedushas Yisrael, or b'toras somebody whose Kedushas Yisrael is being held up by avdus, right? So, for example, everything the Rav wanted to say about the difference between Isha and Amid Kanani and so on, I subscribe to fully. I just don't think it's because of Tzad Goy Shabo. I think it's because of the incomplete Kedushas Yisrael due to Eved. So that's, I think, the Pshat and Perek tests Halacha Dalid as well. Where the Rambam says, you're not a Ben Bris. What do you mean he's not a Ben Bris? He doesn't say he's a Goy. And then he says, Kal v'chomer to a Goy. Not because the Tzad Goy that remains is the Pogam or the Posel in the Avis. What Posel and Pogam in the Avis, the fact that he doesn't have full Kedushas Yisrael, I mean, he's not a Ben Bris. It's very Meduyek the way the Rambam writes. He's not a Ben Bris. Why isn't he Ben Bris? Because his full Geirus was impeded by Avdus. Right? And that's why he needs to get Shichror and probably also in Tefillah Shniyah. Right? So what the Rambam says, though, is Kal v'chomer. If not having full Kedushas Yisrael due to Avdus, right, passels you for Eidus, then a Nochri who has zero Kedushas Yisrael is not even the Parsha of Kedushas Yisrael. He certainly, not because the Tzad Goy Shabo, which is the way the Rav was interpreting it, but because he's not a full Ben Bris. So I think also that getting back to the Lecha Mishnah's question, the Radvaz, Lecha Mishnah, the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, I think if you look carefully, it's hard to pin it down fully, but when we talk about Eved Kanani being Achicha, not being Achicha, the answer is it's much more complicated. Right? I mean, if you were to take the view that Eved Kanani has full Kedushas Yisrael, however he's also an Eved, it has nothing to do with impeding his Kedushas Yisrael, it's just all the consequences of being an Eved, and Tefillah Shniyah is only Drabbanan, then he really is Achicha. Right? And if you take the view, let's say, that says that an Eved Kanani has incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, but because Yesh Lo Adayin Tzad Akum Shabo, right? So then he's really not fully Achicha. Maybe that's part of the discussion of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And that's why Tosis went further with it. Oh, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say about him? No, what's Yehuda going to say? Rabbi Yehuda going to say about Tzedakah? What's Rabbi Yehuda going to say about Ribbis? Right? What's Rabbi Yehuda? And so on. Although I think it could be Michalik, even within the worldview of Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rambam doesn't pask it like Rabbi Yehuda, as the Lech Mishnah points out. But he didn't. It's also not exactly the same drug. He say, you need somebody. When you talk about when somebody's achicha, I think there are two issues. One is, what is this person's status? Is he an ach? Is he your brother? As a standalone. Does he have Kedushas Yisrael? The other one is, what's his connection to you? You know, in the interaction between you. So Ram says, the status of achicha, that's Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. But when it comes to Eidus, right? Maybe he gets that a little bit from the Gemara about Chayas and Yichus in a way, right? He's a Jew, right? Or he's not a Jew fully. Can't have a family because his Tzad Avdus, you know, is an impediment to his Kedushas Yisrael. He's not a Ben Bris. He's not Achicha Kemoska or you know, in that respect. That's already a different perspective. Okay. I see my time is more than up, so I will stop. That's as far as Eved Kanani. Next week we'll just finish up, and then we'll go on to the next tomorrow. But I want to speak next week about lawyers and lawyers.